We're here on the local music show, and we are back with the wonderful Tash Hills. Tash, we play you every week. We need that disco in our life.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really, really good. It's been ages. It's been ages since I've been on Express doing a little interview. So hello to everyone on Express. It's great to be here. And my first interview with you as well, Josh.
It is. It's the very first one. I'm very happy to have you on and speaking about the music. And first thing, Tash, is what have you been up to recently? As you said, it's been a while since you've been on. We've been playing some of the new tunes on here, which have had an amazing reaction. But what's been up in the life of Tash Hills at the moment with her music?
Well, I think the last time I spoke on Express FM was to my lovely friend Ian, bless him, a big hello to him. And we talked about, it was kind of pre-Victorious, really. So it was the lead up to that. We did Victorious. We had a wonderful weekend celebrating our music and lots of other local acts. So that was brilliant. And then since then, we've been hibernating. I officially became Tash Hills. Ashley and I got married. So
fantastic. Congratulations.
Yes, I am. I really am Tash Hills now. I always joke about it, but I actually am. So that was amazing to be able to say that on the stage to Victoria. So yes, we've just been doing that and balancing kind of like family life and work life, because we work as well. But we've been buried away writing for the last, 5 months now. It's been really, really busy. We have some really exciting producers working with us. We have been working with George on the first 5 singles, and we have one more song to come with George, mm-hmm. Which since we've been playing it out live, it's actually had a little bit of a remix. So it was a really nice kind of, it was a little bit less than 3 minutes. And now, because we've played it out live and we've put some extra bits in it, we've kind of now added that to the single. And that's probably going to be our next single, which will be released. And that's going to be in the next couple of months. And then, yes, we have these other producers that we're working with. I'm actually going to keep it under my hat a little bit longer because they are some seriously exciting people that we're working with. And we've got a really big remix coming as well of one of those songs with a guy called, I'll say his name, this guy's called Crackersat, mm-hmm. Who's kind of like up and coming on Defected and Glitterbox.
Crazy.
Yeah, so he's going to do a remix of one of the songs, but the producers I'm going to keep under my hat a little bit longer. And then I'll have to come back on and talk about.
You will. Keeping some cards, under your sleeve ready. That's exciting, though. There's some big names there in terms of what you're doing, which is fantastic. So, Tash, we mentioned a little bit about, the glorious Victorious Festival, which we absolutely love and sponsor the show. But talk to me about Portsmouth music in general. Like, how is it being an artist in this city? How do you interact with other musicians? And how do the public kind of take to your music? Because it's not, your standard indie band or anything like that. You're very unique in your sound and what you do. So how have the Portsmouth people reacted to that?
So we've had some amazing support and reaction to our music. We couldn't really ask for any better. Every day, we get bigger and stronger with the following that, is in Portsmouth. We have an amazing community of musicians and we're all very close-knit. Everybody's just on the end of whether it's your Instagram button or whether you've shared a telephone number, whether it's Facebook. We all, by the 6 degrees of separation, know each other. Some of us a little bit more than others. I mean, obviously, you have Amber, there's Hannah Ream, you have some amazing artists out there. But I think Portsmouth is hugely supportive of all of us. And I think we're kind of a tour de force all together. I find nothing but positivity. And I do think because we are a little bit different, obviously you have IVI who do kind of like disco-y house stuff. We do new funk. I think kind of we are a little bit different, but that's good. I think difference is good.
That gives us our unique edge here, doesn't it, on the waterfront?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and then everyone else who's maybe an indie band, they all have their own niche and their own amazing thing that makes them stand out as well. Mm. But yeah, we have nothing but the best support from people in Portsmouth. Very lucky.
If someone who hasn't seen you live, Tash, obviously you regularly play Victorious and Icebreaker as well as your own shows and gigs. What can people expect? Because I describe your music on the show and I'm like, yeah, sometimes it's kind of house, disco, sometimes it's soul, sometimes it's funk. What would you put it down to and what can people expect when they see you live?
But when they come and see us live, you just need to expect to dance. Just, you will not be standing still. It is a fusion of everything. Everything I love, everything Ashley and I love. So funk, soul, pop, house, everything. It's got catchy choruses. It's got big brass lines in it. It's got, you know, it's got everything you need to just, you know, from the moment you walk through the door, you are going to be dancing. You know, the interesting thing is one of the guys that we are writing with, we've kind of, one song is still Tash Hills and still funk, but it's kind of, it's a little bit more of a new sound for us. We're trying to tap into, you know, maybe just a, not a different market, but just a slightly different sound, kind of more like new disco, maybe neo soul kind of fused together. So, but yeah, but whenever we play, it is basically bring your dancing shoes.
So that's, it's that feel good factor, isn't it? I call you the disco yes. queen on Express, because people, when the music's on, that's what it's all about. And we love that. So Tash, my next question is kind of, what's been your favourite show you've ever done and what's been your worst? Have you had any nightmares where the equipment's broke or, you know, best and worst gig you've performed?
Okay, so the worst was the Isle of Wight Festival, and not because of the festival, because the festival is phenomenal, but just because with Tash Hills comes a lot of equipment. We have this huge box of amazing tricks because we all have in-ears and we have bits of backing track because obviously the songs are so multi-layered. Mm-hmm. That was an absolute nightmare getting across on the ferry with the rest of the band and then into the middle of the festival and back with the time frames that we have. However, the actual gig was phenomenal, so huge thanks to the Kashmir Cafe for that. But that was a nightmare. And then the best gig, oh man, Victorious, because people came to see us. It was phenomenal. You know, it's only been a couple of years over COVID writing and, you know, to actually kind of like have, you know, one of the main slots on the world music stage at Victorious and to kind of look out and there be a sea of people and then more people coming. It's something I cannot explain other than it was nothing but joy. I think I walked on stage and we do like an introduction and then in between there's like a, it's like a 2-3 second pause and I just went, come on, Portsmouth, let's have it. Do you know what I mean? And the crowd went wild. It was brilliant.
So, Tash, my last question for you is, when can people expect new music and what is your favourite venue in Portsmouth?
Okay, so new music is going to be coming, I'm going to say from about April. We have 4 singles, maybe 5 if we can pull it out of the bag, to be spread over from April, you know, maybe to the end of the year. We might do it just until October. It depends how everything goes, really. It's trying to spread everything out and let it organically grow and let people enjoy it and let it sit in with people. Yeah, we still haven't decided, you know, what's going to be the first single of the new batch. We, like I said, we've got one more single with George, which is Who Do You Think You Are? That's definitely coming out next. But as for favourite venue, I would say it's definitely the Wedgwood Rooms. I mean, the dream is obviously to one day be able to headline the actual Wedgwood Rooms. We've done the Edge of the Wedge, which is, you know, we squeezed 110 people in there and sold out. That was phenomenal. But one day the dream is, yeah, to sell out the actual Wedgwood Rooms.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's in the calendar. We've got to do it. We've got to do it.
So, definitely.
Tash, thank you so much for joining us on Express FM.
Thank you so much. And a huge shout out again to Express FM and all you guys. We love you guys. Thank you.